And welcome back to the Connect for Windows SDK Quick Start Series. This video is called Setting Up Your Development Environment. That's where we're going to talk about how you can do things like reference the Connect SDK and get your project working with some of the built-in WPF viewers. So let's just jump right in. And in our last video, we talked about how to install the Connect sensor. Now we're going to take a very high-level view of what happens in terms of the Connect API. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is manage the Connect state, and that's what this video is primarily dealing with. We're going to be able to listen to different state changed events, and based on that event, be able to show the user maybe their connection of the power plug got unplugged, maybe they're connected, everything's working great, and so on. So we need to manage that Connect state, and we're going to show some of the ways that you can do this. The next thing is once you have a connected state, then you can enable different features of the Connect. So including color, depth, and skeleton, which will show just how to basically enable those. And then we start the Connect. And that's what's going to help us actually get the data from it. And there's two ways that you can get data. And we'll talk about this a little bit in our next video. But really, all frames ready is going to be the default that we use. And what that's just going to mean is we're synchronizing color, depth, and skeleton to give us all at the same time. And it's going to fire an event. We register for that event, and that's where we get our Connect data. The other model is polling, and that's, for example, if you have, say, maybe an XNA game, for example, where you are in a game loop at 30 frames per second, and you're waiting and polling for the next frame and doing something with that frame. Now, in terms of getting up our development environment, there's two things that we're going to use. The Connect Explorer. And this is the sample browser sample that we're going to use. And in particular, the Connect Explorer has reusable Connect WPF viewers. And that's one of the key things that we want to use. Now, the Coding for Fun toolkit is another DLL that we're going to reference. And in particular, we're going to use that in the skeletal fundamentals for skeletal scaling. And we'll talk about that in that video. So let's just jump right in. What I'm going to do is minimize this, and we're going to start from, all I've done is open C Sharp Express. I do have the Connect SDK installed, and I'm going to click File New Project. I'm going to select a WPF application, and the name really doesn't matter. I'll just give it Connect Setup Dev for setting up our dev environment, and click OK. And the reason we're doing this in this detail is in our future videos, we're going to be building on this video so you can see all the different steps that you have to do for each sample. So a couple of different things that we want to add. We mentioned we want to reference Connect. So we right-click in References here and select Add Reference. So Reference, Add Reference. I'm going to zoom out, hit the .NET tab. And because we're using Express here, we will need to sort just to make our life a little easier by component name. And we're going to reference Microsoft.connect. So I'm going to zoom in here. So you can see it, Microsoft.connect. And that's the library that we're going to use for our API calls. Now, a couple of different things that we're going to use. And actually, let me add the project first. I'm going to click Add Existing Project. Now, it's going to tell me I need to save it. That's a great path. And now it wants me to reference and find something. So I'm going to say, under the quick starts, we put all the dependencies, and this is the Connect WPF Viewers project. So I'll go ahead and select that, but if you all want to, the example you're going to want to use as your reference example is the Connect Explorer, and if you click Install, it'll dump the file, both Connect Explorer and the reusable WPF Viewers that we're going to use, into whatever folder you'd like. So I'm just going to close that, add our reference. Now we've added two projects. So I'm going to minimize this. We now have two projects. So the samples, which is our reusable viewers, and I want to click Add Reference. And I'm going to click on the Projects tab and reference that newly added project. Click OK. That way I can use it in my application. And then the last reference we want to do, I'm going to click Browse. And in this case, I'll go to Desktop, Connect, Quick Starts, and in our dependencies folder, we have this Coding for Fun Connect WPF DLL that we're going to reuse in the skeletal fundamentals. Okay, so now that we have everything set up, let's just talk about some of the things that we're going to want to do from an event. So I am gonna, in Visual Studio, I have the window selected, and I can say that by clicking on the word main window here. And in the property window, there's two events. Make sure you select the events, the little lightning bolt. Double click on loaded, and I'm gonna zoom back out, and that opens up a loaded event handler for us. And I'm gonna zoom back in, and this time I'm gonna say closing, and I'm just gonna double click. What this is gonna do is just have events for the window loaded and window closing. Now at the very top of our file, we're gonna wanna add a reference to the Microsoft Connect library. So the first thing we wanna do is how to programmatically manage sensor state. And we'll be able to do this using the WPF viewer in just a sec, but just for you all to understand what you need to do this from an API perspective. Connect sensor represents an actual sensor, and we'll just call this underscore sensor. And what we wanna do is when our window's loaded, we wanna get at that sensor information. So we can do things, for example, like say, connect sensor dot connect sensors dot count is greater than zero, meaning we have at least one and we could have multiple ones. I'm going to set sensor equal to the first one. Connect sensor dot connect sensors zero. Awesome. We've set the first sensor. Now what we want to do is check the state of that sensor. If underscore sensor dot status equals connect status of connected, we know we're connected, and now we can do things like enable the features that we want. So we can say, let's do all the features we want. Color stream, let's enable that. Depth stream, yeah, let's get some depth data. And skeleton stream dot enable. Let's add let's use events. Let's say all frames ready. And I'll do plus equals, and Visual Studio will actually build, if I just click tab twice, tab, will actually build a event handler for me. In this case, I'm just going to uncomment it out. And we'll be building that out in a little. And of course, once you've hit the features that you actually want, you do sensor.start. And that'll cause the all frames ready to event to actually start firing. Okay, so with our data here, the one thing we want to do is we've set up the window loaded, we've gotten our connect. The one thing we want to do is actually build another function, void stop connect. We'll do, you tell me what sensor. What I'll do is see if that sensor is null. And actually what I'll do is if it's not null, then I'll try and stop it. Sensor.stop, sensor.audioSource.stop. We can do things, for example, like see that it's running, but you get the basic idea that in terms of how we're gonna, how we can stop our connect. So when the window's closing, that reference before that we had for the connect, we're actually gonna call stop connect. So let me add a breakpoint here. Main window initializes, hopefully everything's okay, and now we can actually see some data here. We have this elevation angle, that it's running, the different status, and so on. So the point is everything ran, nothing had issues. But there are a number of cases where if our connect, for example, was unplugged, that we'd want to be able to handle these different states. And the way we can do that is actually using a reusable control called connect sensor chooser. So if we zoom in, we got to make sure to have built before, but you do the WPF viewers, I'm dragging the Kinect sensor chooser onto our screen. Now, I'm going to zoom this out a little. And this is what is going to show a UI if there's any issues for our Kinect. And it's a nice reusable UI and a nice way to manage state. So you don't have to check for the different states and when those state changes or the sensor change and all that stuff. So let's just show how to do that. So we showed the hard way before. Let's show the easy way. And I'm going to reuse this. So just keep that on the clipboard. And I'm going to delete everything else. So, in our window loaded event, what we're going to do is say connect sensor one dot connect sensor changed plus equals tab tab. So this is now going to fire whenever the sensor is changed, and there's some values that we get here, which is connect sensor. This is old sensor. Is what we'll call this equals, and we do need to do a cast here, e dot old value. So if we do get an old sensor, maybe you're plugging one out and plugging one in, we'll just go ahead and see if it's null, see if it's and try and stop it. Now we have a new sensor now, connect sensor, and we'll just call it new sensor equals, and we're going to do the same thing, e dot new value. Okay, so we have our copy pasted code, and in this case I'm just gonna copy paste, and I know there's a Visual Studio shortcut for this, but I forgot exactly what it was. But we've now set these values. The one thing we want to do, of course, is change this to now connect sensor chooser one dot connect. And that's a reference to the current Kinect. So the real value here is, and the one thing I will say, we do want to surround this with the try-catch. So I'm going to use the surround with and try-catch. And the exception we're going to be looking for is a system.io.io exception. So if we hit that exception when we start, what we want to do is tell the Kinect sensor chooser one that it has an app conflict. So what this is a conflict that basically says some other application is trying to read the Kinect data. And this, everything should work here. I'm going to click run. And we don't see anything. That's a good sign. That means our application worked. I'm going to unplug our Kinect. We see that we see a Kinect for Windows required. I'll plug it back in. We see initializing, and then eventually once it's connected, it's actually going to fade away. And there we see our application. So there's the things that we're going to be doing within our application. In our next video, now that we've actually managed the Kinect state, we're actually going to show how you can display camera data. So thanks.